This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Drivers heading out for Labor Day weekend could run into heavier traffic and some construction across northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says most road construction will pause for the holiday weekend to keep as many lanes open as possible, but several projects will still affect travel. Highway 77 northeast of Hayward is down to one lane at the Teal River, with traffic controlled by temporary signals. Highway 63 in Drummond is also down to one lane. Near Brule, Highway 27 remains closed at the Sandy Run Creek, with drivers detoured along County N, County A, and US 2. There are also restrictions along Highway 13 in Ashland, Bayfield, and Douglas counties, including temporary signals and width restrictions in some areas. AAA expects today's traffic to be busiest between noon and 8 p.m. Another busy stretch is also expected on Monday from 2 to 5 p.m. Drivers can check traffic, construction, and current road conditions through 511 Wisconsin. The roads aren't the only place expected to be busy this Labor Day weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is also asking boaters to use extra caution on the water. For some, Labor Day is the last big boating weekend of the year, and the DNR says that can mean the lakes will be a little more crowded. So far this year, conservation wardens and local agencies have investigated 21 fatal boating incidents in Wisconsin. In most of those cases, the victims were not wearing life jackets. The DNR is reminding boaters to wear a life jacket, stay sober, and slow down in busy areas or near shorelines. And before heading out, boaters should also check their safety equipment and navigation lights and keep an eye on the weather and water conditions. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1989 also needs boating safety certification to operate a boat in Wisconsin. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. If Green Bay locals are wondering why they're seeing Notre Dame banners flying at Lambeau Field, they won't be wondering for long. The crown jewel of the NFL is currently awash with Badgers red, too, as Lambeau Field gears up to host the UW-Wisconsin Badgers versus the Notre Dame Fighting Irish this Sunday. It's a gridiron matchup 6 years in the making, and the party comes first this weekend in Green Bay. On Broadway's Mary Rohde stopped by the Civic Media Studios to give us a preview of all the fun planned at the Badger Bash North happening on Saturday.
The football combine itself, Wisconsin Athletics is bringing about 8 to 10 different combine stations. So you think 40-yard dash, you think high jump, you know, all of those kind of drill type stations.
Yeah.
And kids can work their way through all of those stations. There'll also be a Bucky photo op opportunity there as well. Mischief and Magic will be on site doing balloon animals and face painting. There'll be a Badgers bounce house. Really just an awesome time there from 2 to 3:30.
Festivities kick off at 1 p.m. on Saturday with the full UW marching band parading through streets starting at 3:30. Saturday wraps up with a fireworks display over the Fox River. The Badgers take on Notre Dame at Lambeau on Sunday. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. The home of the green and gold will once again be sporting Badger colors this winter as college hockey takes the stage for the Frozen Tundra Face-Off. Wisconsin's women will face Ohio State, and the Badgers men take on Michigan in an outdoor doubleheader. The Travel Wisconsin Frozen Tundra Face-Off is set for Saturday, February 20th in Green Bay. It'll be the first hockey event at Lambeau since 2006, when Wisconsin beat Ohio State in the Frozen Tundra Hockey Classic. Tickets go on presale September 9th, with general sales beginning September 11th. Wisconsin's measles outbreak has now topped 100 confirmed cases. The latest numbers show the majority of cases in southwestern Wisconsin. Iowa County leads the way with 55 cases of measles. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated against the highly contagious disease. As the new school year gets underway, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is asking parents to check their children's vaccination records to make sure they're protected from serious vaccine-preventable diseases like measles. State Health Officer Paula Tran says the measles outbreak makes it especially important to be up to date on vaccinations. She says back to school is a good time for caregivers to check vaccination records to support their own children's health and the health of their classrooms. You can use the Wisconsin Immunization Register registry or contact your healthcare provider to check vaccine status for your children as well as yourself. Employers are also being asked to have employees show records of their last vaccination. A long-awaited project to replace the aging Blatnik Bridge between Superior and Duluth is now underway. It's backed by more than $1 billion in federal funding and hundreds of millions from Wisconsin and Minnesota. There was a groundbreaking this week on the bridge, which carries about 33,000 vehicles a day and is a major route for trucks moving goods to the port of Duluth Superior. Wisconsin drivers heading out for Labor Day weekend can expect some busy roads, some work zone delays, and a reminder to slow down and drive safely. AAA says the heavy traffic already started yesterday afternoon and expects the next round this afternoon and evening, and again Monday afternoon. The DOT says most construction work will pause for the holiday, but several lane closures and detours remain across the state. Drivers are urged to buckle up, put phones away, and avoid drinking and driving. You can check 511 Wisconsin for traffic conditions before leaving. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Badgers in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Wisconsin Badgers football team has been moving in, getting ready for Sunday night's game against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I asked Jordan Love, as he was on his way out for the Labor Day weekend, about the two schools playing here on the Packers' home turf.
You know, I think you got to stay with the in-state team here with Wisconsin. I think it's pretty cool opportunity for those teams to be able to play here. I think the stadium, I assume the stadium will be packed out, so it'll be cool.
The weekend begins with a parade featuring the Badgers and former players in a parade tomorrow afternoon on Broadway Street at 3:30 in downtown Green Bay. Baseball tonight in Cincinnati, it's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers losing last night to the Cubs 2-1. Milwaukee still with an 8-game lead over Chicago.
All season, they've been pretty consistent. There's some bumps in the road. You know, realize where our weaknesses are and try to get better.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering showers this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We may catch an isolated sprinkle or two this evening. Low of 60 tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.